The Communications Regulator will now be administering amateur radio licences for the British Antarctic Territory. I asked Communications Regulator John Whitby why the decision was made.
Okay, well, it's a slightly longer story, but let me try and answer it as concisely as I can. When amateur radio licences were first issued here in the Falkland Islands, British Antarctic Territories and South Georgia, South Sandwich Islands were dependencies of the Falkland Islands, and therefore any licences that were issued from here in Stanley. I've been doing some work started by my predecessor to really bring the information that we have on licensees up to date. We need much more information in order to manage effectively. And in doing that, there was a consultation to bring in new terms and conditions of service, which tightened up who could have a license. And as a result of that, we would no longer issue a Falkland Islands amateur radio license to people from BAT, South Georgia, South Sandwich Islands. So we had highlighted that to both the FCO, who look after BAT, and also to the South Georgia government here. I will be running interim arrangements to issue licenses, but in about 10 days' time, the licenses for the Falkland Islands amateur radio license will come into force under the Communications Ordinance, and that at that stage, the old licenses will no longer be valid.
And what are the main differences that that will mean?
What it will primarily mean is that a license for British Antarctic Territories should be issued under their license header, if you like, the motive equivalent to the regulators or the Falkland Islands device. Secondly, they should have a discrete part of the VP8 call sign matrix, and I'm working on that at the moment.
And does that mean that the BAT licenses issued will come under Falkland Island regulations, or will you be monitoring them in regards to the regulations of their own specific territory?
Both South Georgia government and the FCO will have to implement legislation to manage the issue of licenses in their own territories, but also to allow me to administer the issue on their behalf. What you saw in the EXCO paper was EXCO agreeing that I, as a government officer, as it were, was authorised to issue licences on behalf of the South Georgia government and BAT.
Okay, and when does that come into effect again?
Well, it's in effect now, and if I get any applications for the forthcoming season during the summer, then the interim arrangements will immediately be put in place.